And K107.1 is your home for Packers football this season. The 2011 campaign officially underway with a preseason loss. They lost in the preseason to the Cleveland Browns on Saturday night, 27-17. I would say they look pretty good, though, for the most part. Joining me on the phone, Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Bart. Glad to be joining you.
Glad to have you back on here. We're talking with you throughout the season on K107.1. Of course, we got a Packer game coming up this Friday night against the Arizona Cardinals. But taking a look back at the game against the Browns, I thought for the most part the Packers performed pretty well. I thought the defense maybe a little suspect in the first quarter. Aaron Rodgers looked flawless as always. What were your initial thoughts with game one now of the preseason in the book?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't put too much stock into a loss during the preseason, but, you know, it was just a chance for the Packers to get back into action and in a game environment, and I thought they looked well. Aaron Rodgers, as you said, did well. Maybe not so much the first drive of the game where they had a 3-0, but after that, I believe on the second drive, he went 6-for-6, completing all of his passes, and that ended in a touchdown to Greg Jennings. So that's great. And his backup quarterbacks did pretty well themselves. Matt Flynn had a really good game. And he's just showing that, you know, 1 year from now, he's probably going to be a starter in the NFL somewhere. More than likely, he'll be leaving in free agency. But that's a year away. At least for another year, the Packers got a pretty good backup. And with the exception of the protection problems they provided the third string quarterback Graham Harrell, he did pretty well too, considering the circumstances he was put in.
Yeah, Packer fans have to feel pretty good about the quarterback situation. Of course, if Aaron Rodgers, God forbid, knock on every piece of wood in here, but if he was to go down, Matt Flynn, I mean, he could easily start this year and I think be one of the top 15 even quarterbacks in the league. So they have a good base there at quarterback. It was good to see those guys. Really didn't seem like the lack of a training camp really affected them too much. Rodgers moving very well. The throws that he had, especially that touchdown to Jennings, just the same Rodgers that we've come to expect. And as you mentioned, Matt Flynn, a good game as well. If you had to pick a star of the game, I know it's preseason, but would you say Matt Flynn, or who else kind of surprised you or impressed you on Saturday?
One person that really stood out to me is starting safety Morgan Burnett. Kind of coming into training camp, there was this question about whether him, who he began last season as the starter before he went on injured reserve, whether it be down to him or Charlie Peppra, who ended up starting the rest of the season and including the Super Bowl and had a pretty good year. So both guys kind of had a claim to the starting job, but Morgan Burnett really took hold of those reins on Saturday night, showing some very good aggressiveness by coming up and stuffing the run and making a tackle for a loss. I believe it was on the Browns' second possession of the game. They completed a pass on third and one, and Burnett came up to the line of scrimmage and forced a 3-and-out and a punt by the Browns. So he looked really good in his first action since coming back from that injury.
Talking with Brian Caribou, editor and writer in the Maple Street Press, Packers Annual, and also you can find his work every day at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, talking about some of the guys that impressed you, is there anybody that maybe had a night they want to forget?
There were some injuries at the cornerback position. A couple of rookies are injured. Sam Shields was injured and didn't play. So that kind of left the Packers with only a few cornerbacks, Pat Lee being one of them. He was a second-round draft choice in 2008 and kind of, you know, is an early round draft choice. A lot was expected out of him, and he got a lot of playing time on Saturday night and didn't do a whole lot with it or didn't impress very much. Of course, he gave up the touchdown pass from Colt McCoy on the Browns' first touchdown of the game to go up 7-0. So, you know, that was kind of discouraging, and it kind of showed he has quite a long way to go yet if he's going to even do so much as make the roster this season.
Just recapping a little bit, the Packers lost to the Browns. The preseason portion of the 2011 campaign underway. Of course, the Packers back in action Friday night against the Cardinals. Coverage right here Friday night on K107.1 at 5 o'clock, the kickoff at 7. We're talking with Brian Caravu. Brian, a lot of people, I know I was anxious to see as far as the rookies would go, Randall Cobb especially. He had a good night, 3 catches for 60-some yards. Were you impressed with him, or what do you expect to see from him as the season moves forward?
Absolutely impressed. Everybody was on very excited when the Packers drafted him back in April, and now you can see why. I mean, he led the team in receiving yardage. He fielded both kickoffs and punts and looked pretty good on kickoff returns. So, you know, he has a lot of talent. He had 3 catches for 60 yards, and I believe all 3 of them went for first downs. It was a 2 out of 3. Anyhow, without getting into too much specifics, he did a fantastic job, showed some moves after the catch, and some great hands making a diving catch as well. So the sky's the limit for this young man.
Talking with Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Really great site. You guys just have good analysis. There's not a lot of sensationalizing like you saw with ESPN. I don't know what you caught of them Saturday night, but I think their top story was Colt McCoy cuts up Super Bowl champs defense. And there was one point where ESPN.com's breaking news was Cam Newton leads Panthers on scoring drive. It was like a 40-yard field goal. So I don't know if you caught any of that, but ESPN was pretty ridiculous on Saturday night. Now, you're also the editor of the Maple Street Press Packers Annual, where you guys did the 2011 predictions. I saw you took the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Is that kind of a homer pick, or do we have good feelings for a repeat campaign?
I absolutely have good feelings. This is I try not to be a homer, but you know, the Packers are just set up for success as long as Aaron Rodgers stays healthy. And well, we talked about it earlier. The Packers are in pretty good shape with Matt Flynn, even if he would happen to get injured. But with just so many good players, it's impossible for them not to do well this season with Charles Woodson to Clay Matthews to Greg Jennings to Donald Driver to JerMichael Finley. I could just rattle off 5 more players on top of it. You know, B.J. Raji and Tremont Williams, among more. There's just so much talent. It's hard to see them not succeeding and getting deep into the playoffs this year.
Packers continue their quest towards a Super Bowl repeat with some more preseason action again Friday night against the Cardinals. Brian, before we let you go, what are you looking forward to, or what are you looking for in Friday night's game? Just kind of a continuance of what you saw Saturday, or anything in particular you want to see out of this team come Friday?
Yeah, after the Packers passing so much this first preseason game, I think one thing to keep an eye on will be perhaps the running backs. You know, they got a pretty good stable there between Ryan Grant and James Starks and a couple others. Maybe we'll see more of an emphasis on the ground game after so much passing attack the first game of the season. So that'll be interesting to watch on Friday night.
And again, you can find that right here on K107.1. You're home for Packer football. We'll have all the pregame for you. We'll have all the postgame analysis from Brian Caravu and others throughout the season. Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com and the Maple Street Press Packers Annual. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Thanks so much for joining us, Brian.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That again, Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, the site you can check out his work while you're getting through your day at work. Here's Adele, K107.1.
K107.1. Your music, your station.